Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
Hey guys, I'm back with another video, a very short video on roasted seaweed. Someone wanted to know my opinion on roasted seaweed. I think it's great. They're tasty little dehydrated wafers of seaweed that provide a good amount of nutrition. Now, I'm always recommending seafood and shellfish, but seaweed is another great product. Seaweed is a plant vegetable that can extract the minerals from the seawater and pull them into the plant. Then you consume the plant because the plant actually converted those elemental minerals into a form of minerals that are very easy to assimilate. So the benefit of seaweed would be the trace minerals. That's the big benefit, especially iodine, selenium, zinc, and iron. But there's actually a total of 84. Iodine is good for the thyroid, but it's also good to help buffer excessive amounts of estrogen. Many people are estrogen dominant, and also a lot of chemicals in the environment, pesticides, insecticides, herbicides, heavy metals, have the capacity to mimic estrogen. So they're called estrogen or endocrine disruptors. Iodine, especially the form that comes in seaweed, can help counter that effect. And then we have selenium. I've done videos on this. Selenium is incredible for autoimmune conditions like Hashimoto's with a hypothyroid condition. It's a real powerful antioxidant. It helps counter heavy metals, especially mercury, and it does a lot of other things as well. Selenium, it's involved in over 2,000 enzymes. It's really important in digestion, brain function, supporting testosterone. Then we have iron that fortifies your red blood cells. But also there's potassium, calcium, magnesium, manganese, chromium. There's a lot of other minerals involved. Then we have vitamins, vitamin C, the B vitamins, folate. There's amino acids in seaweed. And also it has DHA and EPA, which if you're a vegetarian, this would be a good source. And DHA and EPA are omega-3 fatty acids. Now, if you're consuming something like flaxseed or walnuts, you're getting the precursor for these two called ALA. But with seaweed, you can actually get DHA and EPA directly, so it doesn't have to convert. Now, if you're concerned about heavy metals because maybe the source of the seaweed is in a polluted ocean, find a seaweed that comes from a clean environment. An organic version would be great. So to summarize, this is a great way to get your trace minerals and other nutrients. And if you have a small child, you can give them some of this, but just don't give them a lot because this does have a concentrated amounts of these minerals, especially iodine. So a little bit would be fine. Anyway, that's my opinion and thanks for watching. Hey, if you're liking this content, please subscribe now, and I will actually keep you updated on future videos. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.